We are number 3. Idaho made it toward the top of another list.
We pickle it up for National Pickle Day.
We put pickles everywhere.
Everywhere.
We get pickled tink. Where the wild women at? We've got a bookstore for you.
And will you be celebrating Bugsgiving?
Absolutely not. Why would you ask? It's right here, right now, tonight on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF. Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, and independent thinkers.
Those who are voting for Lisa, those who are voting for Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Hit that like button, let the algorithm know you're into this sort of thing. What is this? What is this? What's this?
You know what? You might finally be. It might finally be seasonally appropriate. Mm-hmm.
This is Idaho Falls Infotainment Opinion. Bad jokes, dad jokes. As always, we start every episode with apologizing for the previous one. Or did we just start that? It might be a new tradition.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Now listen, a week from this episode, we will be telling you to make sure you take your frozen turkey out of the fridge.
Out of the freezer.
And you probably should have done it like Dave. So maybe put an alarm in your calendar to do it, what, this Sunday?
That sounds right.
Saturday? Yeah. You got to do the math. Google it and do the math. I don't know.
Right.
One it day for every 10 pounds it or 5 Some, pounds.
Something
or,
like that.
It's something. But it always gets you by surprise.
Right.
First things first, I'm a realist. What? Why? Why?
Just lucky, because the universe hates you, I guess.
I have a blemish on my schnoz.
I know, which is like the worst place to have it, because it's already like the most forward point of your face that people see first, you know? Now, okay, when I was a kid, though, teenager, my skin was horrible. I was such a little pizza face, dude. And I am so mad that they didn't have these when I was a kid, because there were so many days when I would sit there and it would take me an extra hour to do my makeup because I was trying to cover up blemishes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it just made me feel so self-conscious. So I actually brought the perfect solution for you, Mike.
Yes, we're going to hide this. We're going to cover it up, but we're going to do it in an obvious way.
Right. Now, okay. I think that these should be totally normalized. I love these. I think they're great. They're basically little, so they're technically just Band-Aids. They're a certain type of Band-Aid that I can never remember how to pronounce, but basically it just sort of absorbs moisture. So it helps to sort of like draw out
it's
all
wicking.
Of the ick.
It's like a drawing salve.
Yes, exactly.
It sucks the poison.
But the cool thing about these is that you can get little designs. So it like hides all of the nasty it pulls out.
Oh, so
which
I
think is smart.
Blue tablecloth plaid.
Yeah. I would say blue gingham.
Oh.
A la Dorothy.
That's the name for that.
You could do these really cute little hot pink cherries. You could do these glow-in-the-dark moon and stars, which is pretty cool, only we won't see it today, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You could do pink little love hearts, or you could do plain.
Which one should I pick?
Oh, that's up to you, Mikey. Only you can decide this.
I either want the pink heart to match you or the cherry to make it like visually painfully obvious.
Painfully obvious?
You know, okay, there are some podcasts out there that do just that.
Yes.
They will like, okay, the whatever podcast, which is, I think, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's like grown men chucking young ladies under the bus for their lifestyle choices, basically.
Yeah. It's kind of a dude bro red pill bullshit podcast.
I don't know about that because they. Okay, all right. So I think they make some good points, and usually they put on cam girls and women with double standards on purpose.
Right.
It's a typical reel will be
they
like
they use it to make greater assumptions about the whole population.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The
which is why it's done poorly.
Battle of the sexes, right? Yeah. Men versus women and the World Series of Love. No, but a typical one will be the chick is being interviewed and the guy will say, and she'll walk right into it every time. So you think it's okay to put dudes 6 feet and above on your bio? Yes, that's totally fine. Well, what about weight? How much do you weigh? What? I'm offended. Well, you can change your weight, but a guy can't change his height. That would be a typical
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Right.
One of them, or maybe two of them, wear like a Kaiser Wilhelm hat. You know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
Is it World War One? But it's got a spike. It's like a German.
Oh, so they're just trying to look like fucking assholes.
Like complete idiots. And they'll cross their eyes like at the camera like this. And that's what they'll start the clip with, because it's that split second decision that makes you go, what's this?
That's so stupid.
I want more. So
anyway, yeah,
that's my reasoning. Let's put a cherry thing.
You want a cherry one?
On my nose.
Okay.
And we'll start a couple reels with that, and we'll see if we get better engagement.
Sure.
Remember when we were just so amazed.
Do you want me to do it for you?
Oh, yeah, because I can't see.
Yeah, you're good.
I mean, I guess I could use my phone.
No, it's all good. I got you.
Makeup. Thank you.
Yeah, give that a little press.
Okay. Yeah, like can I get a soda with the straw, please?
Yeah. But anyway. Well,
but remember when we were so like blown away when we had heard the expression, the obstacle is the way.
Right.
And we started actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
For this was like a year ago, I don't know, or something in the last year, and so this is another. The obstacle is the way.
I agree.
The insane thing is, I had to meet a bunch of new people this week. We'll get into that later.
Oh, that's always when you like. That's always when my skin breaks out too,
right?
And it makes me so mad.
And I could almost figure out the exact night I had too much sugar. I had a late night snaccident.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I get it.
And then.
Yeah, but honestly, I love those things, and I see a lot of people wearing them, and I kind of think it could be like a cute, fun little fashion trend, and I dig it, and I think it's fun. And I just think, like, why not? Let's make everything fun, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. That's my core value. It's a good time. Helping others, having fun.
Yeah, and it's so much less stress than worrying about people looking at your big, gross wound on your face, you know?
There's a dude who, I don't know, he's famous for buying a bunch of gyms or something. I don't know. No. He does a pretty good job. I suspect what he's doing is on his reels, he looks off camera and answers questions.
Uh-huh.
Or sometimes I think he looks at the camera. I suspect he cuts like 100 of them.
Uh-huh.
And then has his social media person just chop one a day and stick it up.
Mm-hmm.
But that's generally pretty good advice. Don't get me wrong. I like the guy. In fact, he accidentally followed me on Instagram for like 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And like he lost his account, started to build a new account. I'm like, who the hell's this? And that's how he first got on my radar a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Anyway, his thing now is, and I think it looks idiotic. Sorry, dude. Is he's got a Breathe Right strip on his nose.
Oh, yeah. That seems weird.
I think what he's going for is that instantly recognizable face thing.
Sure.
For example, and it's not in silhouette. What do you call this Conan O'Brien logo? You see this?
Right.
It's a cutout?
Yeah, that seems right.
And only a few people have got that. Conan and his hairline is one of them.
Right.
Charlie Chaplin and his, is that a bowler's hat?
Yeah, bowler hat and mustache.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of can't do that mustache anymore, but that's okay.
That reminds me of The Office episode.
Who wore it best?
That reminds me of The Office episode where Pam dresses as Charlie Chaplin, but the office that she has transferred to doesn't do costumes.
Oh.
And so she's all done up and she's like, well, I look like an idiot because I'm the only one in a costume and I can't even take off my bowler hat to try to look a little less ridiculous because then I'm Hitler. Yeah.
Anyway, this Alex Hormozy guy, like you can tell we've run out of ideas when, I don't know, Nelly had the Band-Aid on his cheek. Remember Nelly?
No.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you I rode in an elevator with him?
Oh, really?
Like 30 stories in Vegas once at the Radio Music Awards.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I think you did tell me about that.
I don't think we have time for it. We'll save it for another day.
Right.
Okay. Real quick, we need to play.
Yes.
What's in the bag?
About time.
It's been a minute since we've played this, right?
Yes.
We would play What's
also,
in the Box.
I love the free Hokkaido ad going on.
Because Hokkaido has...
They have really great takeout bags, and we totally use them for other stuff all the time.
Do they still have these? I don't know. Or were
these... I've gotten them. They give you them sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes they do plastic. Sometimes they do those. I think it depends on how generous they're feeling that day. I don't know.
So I made an impulse purchase. I don't think it qualifies for a treat time, Carl, but...
Oh, doesn't it?
Here we go. Do you like Wendy's?
D's nuts?
Yeah, exactly.
What are those?
But these are Planters Special Reserve or something.
Okay. I feel like they've just sold you their usual nut, but they're trying to make them fancy so they can charge you more.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can we pop them open and try them? And I fell for it.
Yes. You want to?
I do.
So these were all over Facebook. This is how.
These are just salted peanuts.
Like, vulnerable I am. Right. These are cocktail. These aren't roasted.
Sea salt caramel peanuts. No. Then maybe I could get on board.
So these better be.
I mean, they're pretty big.
Some damn fine nuts.
But also, they still kind of have most of the skin on, which I think some people would say is a negative.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, I think you just paid more for regular Planters peanuts.
So they ran some ads on Facebook, and I went, ooh, those look good.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like these nuts in my mouth.
You do.
And I went to Amazon to get them. I clicked the link. Sold out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you fold that so it's cute? It's got to go inside. Fold it going in.
Okay.
Side itself.
Although it doesn't do that. It's supposed to do this.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, that's my problem.
All right.
You know, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, there's the nuts, by the way. D's are what I'm referring to.
Do you think that they left the skin on it because it looks a little fancier?
I don't know.
And why would that look fancier? That looks like less work was put into them. I mean, they're not bad. But I mean, realistically, if you sat me down, took the skin off of one of those, and put a normal one and one of those in front of me, I could not tell the difference. Do you think you could?
Yeah, I don't know. Here is one. Without the skin.
Right.
Let me do a little palate cleanser. I will say that these nuts are, I mean, they're all sizable.
They are very big.
And uniform.
Two
traits that I admire in nuts. You might consider me a nut connoisseur. Why are nuts a Christmas treat, by the way?
I mean, I would assume because during like... There's something that will last during the winter season. So like back in the days when you couldn't really preserve food, nuts were one of the few things that you could. So it probably just became part of their regular diet around that time.
Yeah. Okay. Could I tell the difference? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think I could. They're not bad.
That's a good quality nut.
Oh yeah. Clearly.
In my mouth.
But I mean, I feel like Planters... in general, tend to be pretty good quality. I don't know.
Okay.
And does that mean that when they're going through the nuts and trying to decide which ones to put in their jars?
Oh, save that one.
They're like intentionally giving everyone else the shitty nuts.
Stop the belt. Whatever it's called.
Yeah. Mike clearly has worked in a factory before.
We got a winner over here. Zoom in. Enhance. Yep, that's a keeper.
A good nut.
Is hard to find.
Anyway.
I better put a lid on these.
Yeah, do.
Since we're already doing the food, quick follow-up. We're into comments and follow-ups now?
Let's do it. Okay. Go for it.
I was asking, what makes popcorn so good?
Well, movie theater popcorn specifically.
Yeah, the Fixology. The one on Sunnyside, a little bit better than the one on Hit.
Oh, yeah, that one's good.
And I know the one on 17th, or sorry, yeah, Hit and 17th, just started following us.
Oh, really?
So maybe you could compare notes. Are you guys the East Idaho Adventure guys? I'm so sorry that I don't know, but...
Oh, funny.
Because I glimpse and glance at things. Anyway, here's the secret. This stuff is called Flavacol.
Flavacol.
Hasn't changed their packaging since the 60s.
As you can tell.
Yeah, it's three things. It's salt, butter flavoring, and yellow color.
Wow. And okay, so it's just incredibly fine salt.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
And if you buy it on Amazon, I think for $14, you get the shaker too, the stainless steel shaker.
Which makes sense. Yeah, you probably want that.
So you take these things. And then you do this.
Yeah, you actually have to pop your own popcorn on the stove.
You don't really have to, but
Right.
So far, I found out if you mix all the oil and the salt and the kernels, mm-hmm. then when the kernels pop, they get automatically coated. It's an extremely efficient operation.
Right, right. Well, and the coating is more even. Because the first time we tried to make this, we just used normal microwave popcorn, uh-huh. and we put the flavocol on at the end. Oof. But then some of them got like way, way overly saturated to the point where your mouth would sort of pucker up and you'd completely dry out like SpongeBob on land.
And as yeah. much as I love salt,
it was too damn salty.
It was too much. In fact, here's a visual representation of how salty I was last episode.
Salty.
Pretty salty. So we've started realizing that we're slightly more of a big deal than nothing.
Every now and then, sometimes.
Yeah, like this year, after 2 years, it starts happening, right? Eastern Idaho State Fair issued us our first...
our very own passes to
media
the
badges.
Yeah, to the fair food tasting. My favorite event of the year, by the way.
Press passes. We got, who else believed in us? Randall Miller at Ammon Days with the hot air balloon thing.
Oh, that was the coolest.
Camille, Museum of Idaho, the mummies thing. So
she was also at the Twilight drag show I went to, dressed as shirtless Edward, and her costume was so good.
With Mosey doing the ass.
The Twilight twerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mosey, you okay, bro?
I hope so. I'm a little worried about
him. He didn't win a seat on the city council, and so right. He took off to Ohio? No.
Took a little trip, yeah.
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 I get it.
Probably a good chance to clear his head.
Yeah. Mental health is important.
Yeah.
So this is another first for us. We were on this press release. Mm-hmm. You've noticed we've blurred out all the other email addresses, and here's ours at the very bottom. But that means this is how it starts.
Yeah, I think so.
One day, we'll be at the top of that list.
You know what? I'll take it. Uh-huh. I don't care where I am in the list. Maybe it's alphabetical.
And here's where it's going to get crazier from here.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Here we go. Guess who replied to us on YouTube about our clip, The Startling Truth About Winco Canned Beans? At Winco.
Of course, the one and only.
Remember I said, how much did you save, Winco?
Right.
Doing that. They replied.
And I defended them. I want you to know, Winco.
Well, they did. And I was wearing my Winco shirt, so they knew.
Yeah.
They knew.
I hope they did.
They said, well, here. They said, we're betting we saved a lot and put that back into lower prices that you love.
Yeah.
BTW, thank you for all the Winco compliments. Made our week. You're freaking welcome. We love you.
I do love Winco.
It gets crazier.
Oh, yeah?
Some dude, Charles, on TikTok, when we talked about In-N-Out coming.
Yes.
My prediction, by the end of 26, your prediction, by the end of 27.
I think I said 20, I said give it 3 years, so 29 technically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Charles said, hey, do you want me to text Lindsay? And I thought, wait, who the fuck is Lindsay?
Right. No one knows everyone who owns certain corporations and stuff. Come on.
And then I realized, oh, he means Lindsay Lavelle Snyder Ellingson, born May 5th, 1982, American billionaire businesswoman, owner and heiress of the In-N-Out Burger Company.
Well, that's a good way of putting it, isn't it?
Yeah. The granddaughter of the people that started In-N-Out. That Lindsay?
Fair.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
So Charles tattooed her in California a few years back.
Oh, cool. All right. So she's cool. That's good to know.
Kind of sounds like it.
Yeah.
Not only is she cool, but I mean, and he could have set this. It could have been a total.
Yeah, this could be a hoax. We don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah. Unlike him, we don't have her personal number.
But only a few minutes later did he send this screenshot that we're going to show you here that says him asking random question, but are you going to be putting an In-N-Out in Idaho Falls anytime soon? She replied, or someone replied, her people replied. Her manicurist replied, hey, Charles, you just have to wait and see. Winky face emoticon. Not emoji. See? Old school emoticon.
Which, first off, woman of my own heart, because I also do the emoticons. Hmm. I just think they're easier. I don't want to take the time to have to find the thing. But also, I think that there's a huge difference between this message with the emoticon and without the emoticon.
Mm-hmm.
I think that because that winky face is there, it alludes to the fact that we probably will get one. In my opinion.
Lindsay, if I just may ask, it's not my place, obviously. And I have a lot of respect for you and what you do and your fine establishment.
Yes. Your delicious, delightful burgers.
Can you just see to it that Rexburg doesn't get one first, please?
Yeah.
And certainly not Pocatello. Look into Chipotle and what happened with that. Okay. Although,
really, it would do better than Chipotle did. But still, it would do even better here with us, where we can love and care for it. Like it's our own little baby.
And it makes sense geographically.
Geographically?
How?
That was really hard for happened? You.
Am I having a strong...
I think you are.
Bondulance. But we're just above Logan and, you know, we're just on this side from Boise. It just makes sense.
Yeah. Well, and frankly, I think that the Pocatello one is already too close to the Utah one.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So like that just like that. Yeah. It makes more sense to move it up north a little more.
Mm-hmm. Capybarnia.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a portmanteau of capybara and Narnia?
I would think so.
And barn. Anyway, on Mr. TikTok.
Dumb, this is just a capybara that doesn't say anything and is chill the whole time.
Or he's like the rule. He's like Aslan.
Oh, there we go. I like that.
Only a capybara. Okay. On TikTok says, under our move over dirty soda, here comes heavy soda.
Oh, yeah?
That's got just a little more syrup.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, people are saying, dude, just look, you know, literally pour yourself a little bit, you know, go and you'll notice that the syrup's in the middle and the soda water, the carbonated water's on the outside.
Oh, yeah. I've totally noticed
that. So if you just
put your cup carbonation
halfway in the stream, you're going to get that heavy soda. Going to try that.
Oh, that's actually like a really good point.
And is it true that McDonald's wants to remove the soda machines from the inside of their restaurants? I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
I have noticed that they do that at some of them, and it takes so much longer to get a soda than it needs to.
Mm.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have the site here, noobs, the INL, and the INL is full of chemical engineers, and chemical engineers have a dry sense of humor, and Capybarnia, I'm betting, is one of those. He says, I'm ready for deuterated soda.
Deuterated.
Yeah. Now that might sound like it's for dudes.
Yeah.
Or it's full of duty or something, but it's spelled deuterated like, you know, old Deuteronomy.
Okay.
The cat.
Yeah.
Probably named after the book of the Bible.
Of course. Deuteronomy. Yeah.
Deuterated soda is truly heavy soda. What's that? Well, it's made from heavy water. Deuterated water is where hydrogen atoms are replaced with deuterium, a heavier isotope of hydrogen.
That's funny. So, okay. All right, you nerd, you got us.
Capybarnia on TikTok.
I like it. I think that's good.
Apparently,
we're a little too dumb for that joke. It took us some research.
Yeah. A lot of asking the chatty GPTs.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you can, if you're curious, you can actually drink some.
Oh, really?
Shouldn't drink a lot. I don't know why.
Oh.
Body wasn't meant to process it or something.
I mean, maybe because it'll weigh you down. I'm dumb. Go ahead.
It ain't heavy. It's my water.
Yeah, right?
No. Anyway, you can drink a little if you want to taste it. Guess it tastes like regular water.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
The reason he brought it up, I'm betting, is deuterated water is used in nuclear reactors.
Oh, which makes total sense.
To moderate or slow down the nuclear chain reaction so they can sustain it longer or better.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense. I could see it. Okay. I mean, I don't know a lot about chemistry or nuclear energy or anything like that, but like as a dum-dum who's getting this explained to her real simple, I can see how that would be helpful.
Yeah. This next one is courtesy of Ashley. Oh, Ashley Nelson on Instagram.
Oh, funny.
Who replied to our reel when I said something, something steakhouse. And you're like, yeah, that's not what Mormons call it.
Right.
They call it steak building.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, huh, I was sure I heard it at some point. I personally asked ChatGPT after you and I parted ways.
Right.
just to see if Carly was totally wrong and I was right. Turns out I was not right. Carly was right. Carly, you were right. You were absolutely right. I was wrong. I thought. Until Ashley commented. 3 comments on this one post.
Oh, really?
So she was like, she commented one thing, and then she was like,
and another thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And another thing. So she said, nope, in Idaho, we say the steakhouse, meaning the church. 1 comment. 2nd comment, have you ever been a Mormon? And I did say, yeah, well, in fact, Ashley, yes, Carly was a Mormon. Mike never was, but Carly was.
Yeah.
Mike was a Southern Baptist, even.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll go head to head on you Mormons with a guilt contest.
Yeah.
And then 3rd comment, we never called them the stake building. So who's gaslighting who? What the heck?
My guess would be that it is dialectical based on geographical location. Because it wouldn't surprise me if there were some Mormons who did call them steakhouses.
But you and
in my stake, in my ward, they did not. It was always the stake building.
So like different dialects, even in East Idaho, even in,
I mean, I have
is it
to
Idaho
assume.
Falls versus Iona?
I mean, well,
that's where,
yeah, I was, I mean, well, no, cause I went to church in Idaho Falls too. And they said stake buildings,
that's right.
You know?
But I swear, please.
But I mean, even here we say creek and crick, you know, like it just depends on where you're at.
Any, is it like an era thing? Is it because I'm old and Carly's not?
Well, but okay, wait a second. Because I always went to church with my granny, you know?
Oh.
And so I picked up on how she said stuff. So maybe it's a younger thing. You know, maybe it's something newer. Because I'm kind of like, my Mormon experience is at least a decade old. So.
Okay. Our good LDS friends, we call upon you to light us up in the comments and settle this for us. Pretty please.
Let's make a poll.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, we'll do a social media poll.
I love it.
Okay, can we talk about those shroom gummies again? Last follow-up.
You sound very intrigued by these, Mike.
Well, okay, so just to tell you, last week I'm doing up the thumbnail for our clip about the mushroom gummies and are we the only ones seeing this? And I'm on ChatGPT and I'm like, show me, like, create some, I don't know, trippy looking packaging for mushroom gummies and call it Fun Guy.
Oh, that's funny. I like that.
And Vroom Shroom. And I wonder if my phone heard me because this was my face. I'm going to throw up my Facebook feed and guys, I'm not even going to pixelate it or anything. So you're going to see some of my friends or I don't know, whatever. Sorry,
wow,
not
this
sorry.
This is your personal Facebook,
This is
too.
My personal Facebook
feed. You're
really
going out on a limb here, Mike.
I'm showing you what these ads are. Ooh, grow your own.
Wow.
Pretty sunset. Oh, Smith's mug. Robot. Ooh, pretty. Intense visuals and euphoria. Want?
Wow.
There's the ketamine. Oh, for the high and horny. Okay.
And it's a butt.
Oh, in the Chamber of Commerce. That's a boner killer.
Man, they are convinced that if they show you this ad enough, you're going to buy it.
Yeah, here's a couple more.
Grow happy mushrooms.
So, you know, one of those things. I've joked about it before, but now it's kind of, it's not funny. And I'm probably going to get some, right?
I mean, at this point, I wonder if we contact the company and we're like, hey, we'll review it on our podcast if you want to send us some.
So, I mean.
Would that be bad? Could we get in trouble for that?
I don't know. It's legal in all 50 states. It's not even like the, you know, the Cheech and Chong gummies. Like there's one state they couldn't ship them to. That was Idaho.
Idaho, yeah.
We know that they've removed the 2 illegal words from, can I even say them? Psilocybin and psilocybin. So. Right?
Yeah.
How bad can it be? Or is it one of those things that's just not regulated yet?
Right.
I mean, MDMA, methylene dioxymethamphetamine, commonly called ecstasy, back when I was coming up, and Molly now was legal up until 1984 in the United States because it was used in marriage counseling because it belongs to the family of drugs called entactogens, which literally means touching within. Not that I know that much about it, but what I'm saying is.
All right there.
But what I'm saying is, should we get some?
Yeah, Yeah.
I don't know what to do here.
You know what? If Jenna Marbles could do a drunk makeup tutorial,
yeah.
I don't know why we couldn't do a little like mushroom fun time thing. I don't know. Guess we'll see.
Okay, you saw that girl you're on. And then more than ads are popping up, like this post here that talks about how psilocybin obliterates your neural fingerprint. Magic mushrooms desynchronize your brain for up to 3 weeks. Comments, last time I did them, I had a good solid 6 months of no depression. This is the stuff I'm interested in.
I have heard a lot of stuff about that.
Well, and I had an LCSW tell me she went to, I don't know, San Francisco or some place to do a course, and it involved her taking it. And I'm talking about the fully leaded stuff.
Yeah, right.
Another guy said,
I mean, I know there's some celebrity who I don't remember which one, but I'll have to look it up later, who apparently decided to go and get her counseling license specifically so that she could do counseling, like drug-aided counseling, like with shrooms and stuff.
Do they just want us all drugged up all of a sudden? is it what they want? And
I mean,
am I falling for it? I mean, I'm just curious.
To be fair, shit's been hard. Yeah. I don't really blame people for needing a little escapism.
Oh, so this guy who said 6 months of no depression said that was after finding myself naked on my foyer floor, but still no depression. Another guy said, yes, I call this cleaning out the cobwebs. Literally, that is the goal. So,
okay, interesting.
And then I saw a reel this week with some guy being interviewed, and he said, think of, you know how when you live at the top of a hill and you have to ski down every day to get your mail or whatever, and your skis start to leave these, you know,
dents,
divots, tracks in the snow, and then like it freezes one night, and so you have no choice but to follow those tracks, and that's just how you have to go from now on. He said mushrooms kind of blanket your brain with a fresh,
some fresh
layer
powder
of snow.
Okay.
I don't know, 6 to 8 inches or whatever.
All right. Interesting.
But.
Well, and also I'd like to point out that as far as I know, that guy is not a doctor. We certainly aren't doctors.
No. Yes. Yeah. Can we add all the disclaimers
on that? None of it. Like, we know nothing about any of this, but we are always open to learning more. We find things interesting. So, you know, we'll follow this little rabbit hole and see where it takes us.
We'll see.
Maybe all the way to Wonderland.
Maybe in Mikey's Christmas stocking this year, there might be some under the coal.
Yeah. I got you your first stocking stuffer already, and really? I'm so freaking excited about it.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Do you love living sustainably? Then go thrifting for fall fashions at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on sweaters, blouses, and dresses, boots, bags, and jewelry, plus the super popular Pretty Little Slimes by Elsie's Closet.
Unique, chic, and carefully curated. Elsie's Closet. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
And Virgin River donates $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
IFAF, Idaho Falls.
I'm proud of this city and its citizens. The city posted a photo that we'll show you in a minute. It's an aerial photo of the city. But they left the temple out.
What?
And did anybody complain? No. Do you believe that?
IFAF, Idaho Falls.
Crazy. One guy was sarcastic, which I also love.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't believe you when you say nobody complained.
Here's the photo. And yeah, one guy kind of joked like, it seems to me that one notable city landmark is absent.
Okay. And when you say the photo doesn't have it in it, as in it's cropped out
or it looks
photoshopped out?
It's cropped out. It's okay. Just barely missing that part.
Okay. That's fair. That happens.
Now, is somebody at the city doing a big finger up to the church? Maybe. Is that their passive aggressive way of earning a little job satisfaction? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Some mad Exmo.
Right?
You never know.
But it was literally the first thing I noticed. Mm-hmm. The next thing I did was jumped right to the comments. One guy was like, excuse me. And I thought, okay, there it is. That there it is. Confirmation bias.
And it makes sense too, though, because separation of church and state. Maybe they just were trying to, like, you know, keep it about the city and less about the church.
Sure, and I could see that.
Yeah.
And when the city sort of defended, and somebody else sort of, like, defended their decision to post one without the temple, sans temple, we thought it was a lovely photo. Who knows? Maybe the drone just wasn't in the right spot.
Maybe
there was glare in the one with the temple. Who knows? Maybe they only took one. Maybe it got shot down. Who knows? But then the guy was like, hey, everybody, I'm kidding. Like, I'm literally, I'm not even a Mormon. Like,
funny.
He was just being that guy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which I also just adore. Okay. Yeah. Hey, speaking of Mormons, non-Mormons, what they do, where they go, I wanted to play you this. Mikey and the Misses on a radio station called The Planet out of St. George. So literally our geographical opposites when it comes to the Mormon corridor.
Yeah, our geographical mirror.
Yes, we're at the top, they're at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's really funny, and we think you ought to follow them on Instagram and listen to their stream. Okay,
this but is only when, if you're following us first.
Yeah, this is when Utahns move out of state.
Just saw a guy drinking a beer on his porch, like out in the open, like it was legal. There's a lady at my work who's been engaged for a whole year. What's up with that? I ordered a dirty Dr. Pepper and they put booze in it. Why are all the cars so small? The Costco is crowded, even Sunday. I genuinely had no idea that tank tops were so popular. All the parents look like grandparents. I saw a lady who didn't have her first baby till she was 35. 35! I'm just kind of offended because I've been here for a whole week and nobody's asked us to join their MLM yet. Did you know that you can be gay in public?
Really funny. Planet 105.1 in St. George. Hey, Mikey and the Misses. I'm following you personally on the gram, and we think you're hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you say when you like somebody on Instagram? Collab? No, I don't think.
That means that you want to collaborate.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, chat. It'll be a banger.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be a good time.
No, I don't know what I'm saying. No, I'm just saying words. You guys are gang.
6'7".
You guys are fire. Yeah. Okay. Has Been Hotel, season 2 on Prime. They're doing the thing where they release a few episodes.
They release like 3 episodes at a time. It's very annoying. It is what it is, but whatever.
Is that the new normal? Stranger Things is going to do that? Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's?
It's so frustrating. Like, if you're going to make bingeable TV, let us binge it, you bastards. Yeah. You know? But yeah, either way, I was having a great time. I think it's been super fun. I do feel like this season isn't quite as amazing as the last season, but I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. I know that sounds weird.
No, I too felt like the novelty had somewhat worn off. The honeymoon phase was over, but it's still so much eye candy, and I love the very first, speaking of bangers, has been guaranteed, trust us.
Yeah, that's a good one, huh?
Is now a good time to insert my just disbelief that a news source in a trust still has that slogan in all caps on their Facebook.
Yeah.
When it's an extremely popular trope in pop culture that it's always the evil overlord. If you have to say you can trust us, you can't trust us.
Yeah, I get it though.
But no, please never take that off. Never. You guys are doing fine.
But yeah, I will say I don't feel like so far there haven't been that many songs that have been quite as iconic as the first season. I just feel
I'm waiting for a loser baby.
Yeah. Well, and they did
where you go, this is a bop.
Right. Well, and they did sort of a like one that's supposed to fill that place, which was one of my favorites so far, by the way. But it's just, so it's basically instead of Husk singing to Angel, it's the opposite, which I thought was fun. So it's sort of a mirror version of it.
Will Angel Dust ever catch a break?
I know. Dude, Angel, out of all of the characters, just gets like the shittiest end of the stick every single season. I feel so bad for him.
It's a tragic character though.
Yeah, like, very, very. But yeah, sort of anyway, role. I thought so far, I think it's good. I think that this is sort of a... I think that this season is going to be more of a setup season, you know, and the next season is probably going to have all of the same oomph as the first.
Finale, this Wednesday, November 19th.
So soon.
So you have time to binge it before then.
Especially because the episodes are short.
Real quick, congratulations to the new executive director of the Idaho Falls Arts Council, Gray Augustus.
Yay, huzzah, good for you. And not in a sarcastic way, that sounded so mean. No, we're genuinely glad you're there.
No, yeah, Carly is not Mike. She can actually give a compliment and do it sincerely, and I don't know, I've lost that ability or something. It's probably because I want to sound fair when I've got clients and we're looking at houses.
Right.
Anyway, check out this headshot from B2X Photo.
Looking good.
Just admit, the color, the lighting, the like, you know how you don't know what a good actor is?
Right, until you see a bad actor.
Until you see,
Yeah.
Here I go again, paying Brad a compliment by chucking other people under the bus. But you forget about the photography aspect altogether, and all I see is handsome, successful Gray and the great colors in this photo rather than... Why the hell would somebody let something with that shadowing go out as a professional pick?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry once again for failing to give a compliment properly.
You're fine. Which, speaking of, we actually just got to go see the Great Gatsby Ballet at the Colonial last weekend.
Who put those two things together?
I guess it was last week. But yeah.
Yeah.
It was amazing, though. Mm-hmm. And that was done by World
Ballet.
Thank you. Yes.
And I don't know.
World Ballet Company.
Are they Ukraine?
So they're technically based in LA, but I know that a lot of their dancers and producers are European. It looks like they do come from a couple of different places, but it does seem like several of them are Russian.
I think that the woman who sang did a fantastic version of Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
Excuse me.
Oh, you're fine. Mm-hmm. That was not her native language.
Right.
And that's what made it so cool.
It sounded really good, too.
You're like, what accent is that? Mm-hmm. Like, she's just sounding it out phonetically, but it was so musical and beautiful.
Yeah, it was so, so good. Well, and I liked, so I thought it was really cool that they did a Great Gatsby Ballet just because there were so many songs that were not anywhere near classical music. Mm. Like, at one point, I remember turning to you and going, because it had this, like, it had this really deep beat to it that was really cool. But yeah, it was very jazzy, very fun. And I will say, I really enjoyed the fact that the ballet really captured the homoeroticism that you read in the book, too. Yeah, so there's a lot of people who theorize that the main character, whose name I totally forget now, totally had a thing for Jay Gatsby. Mm. So, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, very well done. Total eye candy. I know I had a great time. I loved how many people actually showed up, all dressed up, ready for the show.
In period pieces.
Yeah, there were folks that were done in like flapper dresses and stuff. I wore my most amazing, most beautiful fur coat that I love so much.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I know it's bad, but it's so good too. It's okay to be naughty. But yeah, I liked seeing some of the dudes who did like the fun facial hair stuff too.
Yeah.
Like there was one guy who had just the best mustache.
Yeah, handlebar mustache, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, we talked about handlebar mustaches last episode. And somebody commented, how come it's always the villain? And I thought, let me Google. Oh, Jim Carrey as Mr.
Dr. Robotnik.
Doctor, thank you, yeah, Robotnik.
Get his title right.
Mm-hmm. Daniel Day-Lewis in Gangs of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this guy from Meet the Robinsons?
Oh, Goob.
Underrated animated film, by the way.
I love Meet the Robinsons. It's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. And of course,
Hook.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Oh, that was such a good movie.
And then I don't know if you remember Snidely Whiplash from Dudley Do-Right from Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Right.
Anyway.
I watched a little Rocky and Bullwinkle on Boomerang when I was a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do these all have in common?
Well, you kind of have a point. It's hard to pull off a handlebar mustache without looking like a villain.
Yeah, or just being one.
Yeah. You
know, literally being a villain. You know, although I think we ought to update the person I'm thinking of, I think we ought to update his name for, like, make him sound like a black-eyed pea and call him Villian. How about that?
Villian.
Yeah.
All right.
My humps. All right. We're number three. U.S. News and World Report just released their 2025 Best States ranking based on education, healthcare, crime, environment, and economy. Utah takes the number one spot for the third year in a row, scoring...
Well, if driving was one of the criteria, then they wouldn't.
Scoring high in almost every category. I think it also has to do with cost of living, so they give these two stats, average income and average home price.
Mm-hmm.
In Utah, average income, $42,385.
Okay.
Average home price, $595,000.
Oof.
Now, Idaho is number three.
Mm-hmm.
Our average income, $40,098. Average home price, $579,000.
Okay.
That could be accurate, but not in East Idaho.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Our average home price is $425,000 to $450,000 right now.
That sounds right. Yeah.
And it varies.
Yeah, totally.
It's been higher a couple years ago. Height of the market, I think we're all agreed, was spring of 2022.
Yeah, yeah. That was a pretty big one.
Yeah, and then interest rates happened and, you know. So I'm just saying things are pretty good in Idaho, especially East Idaho.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Now, I am kind of curious. Do you happen to know who state number two was?
I knew you were going to ask, and I don't.
Okay. Do you happen to know who Rock Bottom was?
I don't. No.
My bet, Mississippi. They always do really poorly.
They're always down there.
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
Or maybe I'm just thinking in terms of education.
We'll do a follow-up later, I'm sure. Or we won't. We'll see.
We're going to talk about why I was so busy this week.
Oh, yeah.
I happened to get called into a building that everybody knows.
Uh-huh.
It's the building that's at the very end of, anytime you drive down River Parkway, past the West Bank, we'll always call it, and on that one lane road, and you see the geese, and you, there's the temple, and then to your left is the sandpiper, and then you kind of turn to go back, what's that? That very last building you see is the KUPI studios on Lindsay Boulevard, right?
Correct.
Now, you know I was in radio for a minute. Mm-hmm. I don't really like to talk about it because then I'm the guy that talks about, hey, remember I was
the
on
good old days, yeah.
But I started as E103 and was on KLCE for a minute.
Right.
And of course, the only station I listen to is now 105.1. That's B2X. That's Brad Barlow. Hey, it's Brad's.
Yes.
Radio station.
Yeah.
Well, I found myself in a staff meeting there. I can't explain why just yet.
Suffice it to say, you can call Mike the Merrymaker.
Next episode. May have been a little elf in Santa's workshop over there a little bit. They let me take a look under the hood.
Yeah.
And spread a little Christmas magic fairy dust on one of those stations. So, in that building are a couple of people we've mentioned on the show before. Neil and Julie. Now, Julie was on vacation last week, so just Neil.
Okay, yeah.
And also my very good friend, dear, dear friend, Jeff Roper, the TV weatherman at Local News 8.
Right.
Because he's mornings on KUPI.
Mm-hmm.
Marv Hepworth, the guy that talks like this.
Yes.
Oh, and a random Osmond and his wife.
Right, right.
Jay Osmond, I guess, lives here.
Oh, cool.
Here's his post about that.
Oh, funny.
All he's right. going to be doing some Christmas stuff.
What a blast.
Well, that, and that was weird. I was like alone in the lobby with him and I'm looking around going, where's his handler? Where's his road manager? You know, because
I'm this guy?
Not around celebrities who aren't being ushered quickly from one place to
right,
another.
Right.
So anyway, we just started talking and he and his wife are both super cool.
Oh, that does sound cool. Okay.
Like he's one of the like Donnie Osmond, you know, the Osmond brother, like the.
I mean, I would assume that, you know, you kind of have to end up cool.
I guess so.
With a life like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't quite realize this. You know, they got their start in Disneyland.
Yeah.
They were then they were on some bunch of Andy Williams Christmas specials. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy that sings, "It's the Most Wonderful Time."
Right.
That song,
mm-hmm.
the number one Christmas song right now. Jay Osmond and his brothers sang on that. They sing backup on that.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's super cool.
Anyway, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
He's going around. He's touring, opening up a bunch of the giving machines that we've talked about.
Oh, cute. I love that.
That the church is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm happy to be there. Thank you for making me feel so welcome. I forgot that there was somebody in town doing radio the right way.
Right.
So I'm thrilled about that. And nothing against the other two guys that
yeah Rich knows what's going on. They've got some good ones,
fine institutions.
Yeah.
So usually we don't talk about stuff that hasn't happened yet.
Sure.
You know, we're not these people who talk about their new podcast that's not going to launch in some cases ever. I love it when people go on their social media and talk about what they're going to do.
Right.
It's like they want credit for just thinking about something.
Sure. I get
not
that.
Not falling for that again.
Right.
This, however, is an exception because A, it's a clever idea, and B, it's happening soon anyway. This store opens up next Saturday, November 29th in Rigby.
Okay.
It's a romance-only bookstore, so I'm assuming either exclusively for or mostly for
No.
The ladies.
I will say, a smart man will go in and read some romance. You know, I think it can be for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, you know, along with the romance, there's also a heaping helping of smut.
I mean, that's a good part. Like, that's
half
of, that's what the romance is for.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's one thing I will say. Oh, wait. Do you want to tell us what the name is first?
Name of the store, Between the Covers.
Which is so good. And also, that is totally like a Bob's Burgers store name.
Yeah.
And I love it so much.
Love the pun.
Yep.
Well done. You mm-hmm. were going to say?
Okay. Now, I feel like we're going to see their dedication to the genre if they have a monster fucking section. And I know that sounds terrible, but...
You mean like jumping on Frankenstein's bones?
Yeah. Or Wolfman, I think is a... Yeah.
Or remember when the whole...
Shape of Water.
Who would you rather... Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you rather encounter in the woods, a man or a bear? Conversation happened, and we pointed out this book.
Right.
Bear.
Yeah. I'm just saying, that's sort of been a genre that's been talked about a lot on the internet, and it seems like it has a pretty big foothold in the cultural zeitgeist.
And why do you think that is? Just the whole Beauty and the Beast sort of... trope, or...
You know what? That is a great question. And I kid you not, I had a YouTube video pop up that was sort of an analysis on why monster fucking genre books are so popular in today's culture.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask, I mean, for those of us who don't know, when you say monster fucking, do you mean that's the name of the genre?
I mean, I think that's the colloquial name.
Okay.
I don't know if there is a specific name for the genre,
all right.
But I think there are certainly people who go and hunt that stuff down,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Are you sure it's not Franken-f***ing?
That'd be funnier. But yeah, I guess I would theorize that maybe the reason that that is a big genre right now
mm-hmm.
is probably because so many people feel like...
Dracula dicking down?
I think it's because so many people feel very atomized from their fellow men.
Mm.
And so it's sort of a way to identify with something that isn't necessarily human while also, you know, getting your rocks off.
Hmm.
Just a guess. I don't really know. I've actually never read one.
Well, now I'm interested.
Although I did see Shape of Water, and I did think it was very good. So.
Swamp Thing soaking?
I like that.
Okay. Anyway, part of
that's good for like LDS monster
f***ers. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a
subgenre.
We're two or three subgenres down.
Yeah.
This is exception, really, is what it is.
You know what? Did monster f***ing start with Shrek?
Smutception? Oh, no. Come on. Did it start with Beauty and the Beast?
Okay.
Did it start
that's
with...
That's a little different. Good point.
Yeah.
Nah, you got a
that's
point.
That's what I'm saying.
You
got a point. How long...
Yeah, how far back do we back? Go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Well, and you know that according to science, hundreds of thousands of years ago, this was sort of Lord of the Rings on this planet, and humans were having sex with Neanderthals, were having sex with Denisovians, were having sex with different types of humanoids.
Yeah.
Hobbits, orcs.
Yeah. You know, it's
orc f***ing, there's a genre for you.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's kind of nice how love can totally be blind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Humpback humping.
Oh, jeez. Okay, that's bestiality. That's different. That's gross. That's
I was thinking the one from Notre Dame.
Oh, hunchback then. Humpback is a type of whale.
Oh, man, I am just... How many grandmas are blushing out there right now?
I know. I'm so sorry if you've never heard of this before, that this is how you had to hear about it. Although, probably not the worst way you could have.
Today I learned.
Yeah.
So embarrassing. So one of the people opening this store is Mia Calderwood. We've talked about her before on the show, Design DNA.
Oh, right. Okay.
We met her at something at the Elks Lodge, was it? Anyway,
meet
her IRL.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, Between the Covers, opening next Saturday, November 29th, the Romance Bookstore in Rigby. You are IFAF this week. Chris Pie 5, 21 Finger Gun Salute, and Chef's Kiss.
To you, unless you don't have a monster f***ing section.
Oh. Okay. Oh, you said, sorry you had to find out about things this way. Let's bring this up really quick.
Oh, no.
This is a sidebar we do not have time for. I feel like the show's going to just go long this week anyway.
Yeah, so be it.
So did you know that Cain, the killer of Abel, right, from the Bible?
Right.
Okay. Some of our LDS friends believe he's still alive and wanders the earth as punishment for killing Abel.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Wearing no clothing but being covered by hair.
You mean Bigfoot?
Mormon Bigfoot.
Yeah. Yeah, of course I know that.
Do you know this?
I went to girls camp. How do you think they kept us from going in the woods?
Oh.
Yeah, no, totally.
Cain will get you.
Yeah.
No, but for real, the only reason this exists is in the 1830s, so right when Mormonism began.
Right.
Early apostle David W. Patton claims to have encountered him once.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, spooky.
And reported sightings of Bigfoot can be explained by this story.
Funny.
Did the Mormons push Bigfoot west?
You know, that
was
would
he
make
in
sense.
Like Ohio and then, you know, the westward expansion.
Yeah. They were like, well, all of the Mormons are going there. So we need to take our lore with us.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it kind of fits.
Yeah.
Mormonism spooky. Started in 1830. Brigham Young got to Salt Lake and said, this is the place. Days of 47, 1847.
Right.
That's a 17 years.
Well, and I mean, the Pacific Northwest specifically is where a lot of Bigfoot sightings are, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think there's even a cryptozoology department at ISU. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am.
Okay, what the hell is Bugs Giving?
Oh my gosh. Okay, I am so excited to talk about this. First of all, I love the Museum of Idaho. I think they do some really cool events, especially as part of their like Museum After Dark bit that they do. So basically, Bugs Giving was a like chopped style cooking competition where one of the ingredients you had to use was bugs.
I don't like the sound of this.
Specifically, either mealworms, crickets, or black ants. Okay. Here's kind of my take on it. I actually think it's a really cool way to sort of destigmatize eating bugs, especially
why
because...
Why would you want to?
Well, for a lot of
stigma
reasons.
Stigma that up.
Listen.
No sigma.
I also don't want
to... Bugs bad.
Listen. I also don't want to eat bugs. the idea grosses me out. But realistically, I think that bugs are the future of protein, man. I think that they are going to, like, because of how everything's going, because we've got so many people on the earth, I think that we're just going to have to find better, more innovative, cheaper ways to feed everyone.
You know, we already have, like, lab-grown meat.
I know.
And we already have veggie burgers, and we already have whey protein isolate.
All of which I totally get. But bugs are a lot easier to cultivate and harvest than any of that. So, just saying. So gross. It's kind of gross. And also, I'm glad that we're doing it because for so long, the Western world has kind of shit on cultures that eat bugs regularly.
Because it's gross.
No, it's just part of the culture. It's a way of life for people. All right. But I'm glad to see that they're finally trying to, like, take some of that away. And they're just saying, like, you know what? Maybe everyone can have a valid time and just, you know, eat what they feel like eating. You know, now don't get me wrong. I can't. I've thought about it. I've tried. My ex-husband was from Mexico City. Mm. We went down there for one of his cousin's wedding.
That's right.
One of the things they offered was basically a guacamole taco with crickets on it. I had to get the one without the crickets.
Cricket tacos.
Because it freaked me out too much. No way. The only way I think I could eat bugs is if they were powdered and so hidden that you couldn't tell what they were. Now, with this event, though, one of the judges actually very specifically stated that she was hoping to see dishes that would complement the flavor of the bug, because apparently they each have a different flavor that's very unique.
Now, wait, when you say this event, do you really mean the Museum of Idaho hosted an event?
Yes, they did.
A cooking competition.
Uh-huh.
And who won and what was the dish?
Okay, so I did actually get the names of who won.
Okay.
It looks like Jared King and Haley Beck were the two main winners, and breaking news, I actually just got the answer to the other questions you just asked literally right now during the show. So I'm so glad.
Concerned.
So I talked to Camille because she's the best. Mm. And she said that her coworker Jeff was the one that she was getting the information from. So she said, here's what Jeff said. I'm not sure if there was a name for the dish, but it was a chocolate cranberry dessert with mealworms. They won the overall prize, which means that they got first pick of the prizes. They chose a gift card to Bee's Knees. Oh, there was an edit. It was crickets, not mealworms. Okay. Who? Oh, and it was called a Cran Cricket Crumble. That's fun. It included both roasted crickets and cricket powder.
Cran Cricket Crumble?
Cran Cricket Crumble. Look, I get it. I get the disgust. I don't think I could do it, especially if they were whole, especially if they were crunchy. All right? But I'm glad that we're trying to expand our minds a little bit here, dudes.
That's for dessert. Imagine this Thanksgiving feeding your family our new cricket crumble from Sarah Lee.
In both cranberry and citrus flavors.
Oh, my God.
It'd be rough, but I'm glad that they're doing it. Seems fun.
Okay. Is it ongoing?
No.
Is it over?
It was a one-night event. People showed up, they cooked, people tried it, and people won.
I know. I'm trying to be more open. Museum of Idaho.
I know. I'd have such a hard time doing it.
A couple of real quickies that I just don't know if there's any other place for them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we could have done this after D's Nuts, but we're doing it here instead.
That's fine.
Here's a squirrel eating a Reese's.
You know, it's kind of a palate cleanser.
Mm, that's what it is.
Yeah. Instead of thinking about eating bugs, you can think of cute little squirrels getting to eat a Reese's for the first time. Can you imagine how how mind-blowing that was for that little guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They have a heightened sense of smell.
Yes.
Better than humans anyway, 5 mm-hmm. to 10 times better. Yeah. Not quite dogs. Dogs mm-hmm. are like almost 100,000 times right. better. So they can sniff out where these nuts are
mm-hmm.
and remember where they hit them, even though, like, I think, what's the stat?
They actually lose a whole, like, that's
25% of their nuts.
Oh, no, it's more like 75. It's a lot.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It's like most of the nuts that they hide, they can't find again. Can I also say, too, for anyone worried, chocolate is actually relatively harmless to rodents, so he's not going to die from eating this. You don't need to be worried. He probably is going to get a mad sugar rush, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And here is a Christmas tree with elegant gilded
extended finger ornaments. Do with that what you will.
I know several people who would totally love this ornament.
Yeah, I think.
And also, I kind of think that this is what you give the neighbor you don't like.
Or decorate your tree with it facing them.
Facing them. Yes. Yeah, maybe exactly.
They'll get the picture.
Okay, but also,
nothing says peace on earth and goodwill towards your fellow neighbor than this ornament. And then take him over a nice cranberry cricket crumble.
There we go.
Christmas is done. It's sorted.
I love it. Mate. Now, that being said, I will say that that ornament is still so much less disgusting and offensive than that weird Grinch one that I've seen going around. Have you seen this?
Yeah. Is that real?
Okay. So I think,
do you want to describe it for the audience?
So I'm pretty sure it's AI slop that someone threw together that they're like trying to sell ornaments of now. I don't know why they chose this, but basically it's a dude Grinch basically performing this on a chick Grinch. Like, I don't know how else. Like, I mean, I guess it's not quite that graphic. It's like lots of like booty worship. It's just way too much. Like, I don't know why. And like you can personalize it so that like the guy Grinch has your boyfriend's name and the girl Grinch has your name, and that's weird, and I don't like it. I think it's a gross, weird concept, and if you buy this, you're way trashier than whoever buys the middle finger ornament.
There's got to be a rule 34 for the Grinch, right?
Like, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Instead of rating Whoville, he rates Whohaville.
Okay, maybe this is too much of a sidebar, but
should we get working on that, guys?
One quick sentence. I read this Reddit story once, and it could have totally been a lie, but basically it was this chick who was writing about how much she wanted to fuck the Grinch, and she would like constantly make her boyfriend dress up as him to the point where he finally broke up with her because he's like, I'm not doing it anymore.
Hey, between the covers, can we get Grinch f***ing?
I think that would fall under monster f***ing.
Wild.
I know, right? People are f***ing weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hell of an episode.
I know. I feel like
hell
I'm
of
just,
an episode.
We're wrecking so many people's innocence. I'm so sorry. I'm chronically online. I need to touch some grass.
One more thing.
And that's not a portmanteau for Grinch ass.
Friday. Oh my God.
Thank you. What's going on Friday?
Did you just?
Dude, I'm so sorry.
I will never, ever see the word grass the same way. It's what this Grinch is doing. This Grinch is eating grass.
Your ass is grass and I'm going to mow it. Aww. I'm so sorry.
We still have one more segment.
Okay, let's go.
I'm so sorry. Speaking of things that are long and hard and green, Friday it was National Pickle Day.
Yes, it was.
The Grinch would have loved this.
I think so.
Now, first, let's set the stage. A couple things happened. McDonald's Triple Pickle McCrispy happened.
But only in Canada.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
With pickles.
Us, I guess.
Pickled dill crisps, creamy dill pickle sauce.
I know, doesn't that sound so good?
We've clearly established on this show that Carly is a pickle fiend.
I love me a pickle.
And if Carly were to ever say, visual joke, sorry if you're just listening, to ever say, I want extra pickles on my burger, for example, this is what she means. You see all that? Could we be any more clear?
I do love me a pickle.
So, Friday, November 14th, was National Pickle Day. So, of course, we had to go. We talked about them a couple episodes ago. Try Jimmy John's Pickle Witches.
The first time I've had one, by the way, even though this is not the first time they've existed. And they were so good.
All right, so for National Pickle Day, I pick up the tuna, the Vito, and the roast beef pickle witches from Jimmy John's, as well as the pickle chips, the pickle ranch, and a little extra side of this bright green of pickle juice to go in my Dr. Pepper, because, you know, gotta keep it pickly. So this is the Vito. And look at how bright green that pickle is. Doesn't that look radioactive? Like, not necessarily in a bad way, but just saying. That salami with it is really good. It's like a little charcuterie board on a pickle. Let's see if you can keep it. Also, you definitely gotta wrap this thing back up before you bite into it, because otherwise it's gonna go everywhere, I'm sure. That's pretty damn good. And it's very tuna-y tuna. It's like very fishy, but in a really good way, especially when it's so offset by the pickle. And the pickles are actually really mild. You can see some tomato in there too. A very wet sandwich though. Also, I love this little pickle paper. I just think it's such a cute little extra thing that they do for it. Look at that nice roast beef. Now this one's basically flat. This is more like a pickle hot dog. Let's see if you can get nice. Man, I can't even hold it in. There we go. Nice little bite out of that. Like, it's way too big of a bite. I like that one a lot too, because it's all very like simple, neutral flavors, you know. But that roast beef is just a really good little balance. And of course, you gotta get a pickle chip in the pickle ranch.
Gotta be honest with you, at the end I was a little pickled out.
Same.
It was too much of a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, it was a little much.
Like, but the flavor call on the popcorn.
Yeah, too much of a good thing. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, had we not tried to eat three different pickle sandwiches, it probably would have been easier, you know, but it was pretty darn good. Surprisingly, I actually kind of think that the Vito might have been my favorite.
That was good.
Yeah, because it basically was like if you just clawed into a charcuterie board and shoved it in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
I loved dipping the pickle chips, the limited edition Jimmy John's pickle chips.
In the pickle ranch.
In the pickle ranch. Oh,
that was really good.
That was the feel-good hit of the summer.
Yeah, yeah. And I will say, I think the tuna was the most harmonious, but I also did really like that roast beef one. It was really good.
Mm.
I just like beef.
So yeah, they just take a giant Jimmy John's pickle and hollow it out.
Yeah, kind of like scrape the sides down or something.
Yeah, maybe they got the Grinch back there working on that. Okay, let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, because it is, in fact, the most wonderful time of the year, it's time for Festival of Trees. That's going to be going on at the Elks Lodge Monday through Friday, the 17th to the 21st.
All this week.
Make sure you go. It's always for a good cause. So, you know, go enjoy the fun, the festivities, the trees. We also have this Saturday, the downtown tree lighting on the 22nd. It's also going to be a holiday market, so you can get some of your Christmas shopping done. That's going on from 4 to 8 p.m. Plus, next Saturday, we've got the Forgotten Carols. That's at 7:30 p.m. on the 29th at the Frontier Center. Make sure you get your tickets now, because they are going to sell super fast. Also on the 29th, Slime Pit 2, Toys for Tots benefit, yes, with the Idahoan. He's always super cool to watch. That's going to be at 7 p.m. at the gym. So you can go out and have a good time while doing a good thing. That's fun. Plus, next Sunday, the 30th, the Piano Guys Christmas show is coming to town. It's going to be at the Mountain America Center at 7 p.m.
They're great. They got famous by doing those YouTube videos.
Yeah.
But they were already individually famous.
Yes.
And finally, one thing that's a pet cause of mine, so I hope you don't mind me mentioning it every single episode until then, December 6th at Fielding Memorial Cemetery, 6 p.m., the Christmas Box Angel Vigil with my friends, the Hales. If you or someone you know has lost a child, go to this thing. Dress warmly, get a flower and a candle, and go to this thing. We'll see you there, 6 p.m., Fielding Memorial Cemetery. You can see past episodes. I think we've got some clips that sort of explain it.
Yes.
It really is great. Okay, that's our show. Super long. See you next time. Go get them, Tiger.
Be kind to critters.
IFAF.